This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good. Okay, so now for the slightly shorter Shavuos shir, let's go back to the original Moshe. Okay, you're going down Golders Green, you're going up Golders Green Road, and you see the royal motorcade is coming down Golders Green Road. The Bentley stops outside Grudzinski, chauffeur comes out, asks you what to get in Grudzinski. Whilst you send them off to Grudzinski with a list of all your favorites, you then knock on the back window, the queen rolls down the window, and you have a chat with Her Majesty. You can't believe your luck. You think this is fabulous. I can't, my wife, my kids, they're not going to believe this. So you ask the queen, you pluck up the courage, you say, Your Majesty, could I please have a memento of our conversation? And she takes out the royal handkerchief, and she gives you that as a memento. Now, I would imagine that handkerchief, especially, in the light of the Platinum Jubilee, is going to have extra significance. You'll put it pride of place in your silver cabinet. You'll frame it. That will be your memento when you met the Queen. So let's just put that to the side for a second. Let me ask you a question based on a Shavuos question, and we'll come back to that Moshel. If you think about it, we have two Yom Tovim which celebrate Torah. What are they? One is, of course, is Shavuos. The central theme is Torah. That's when we receive the Torah. And there's Simchas Torah. So why do we need two? What are the difference exactly between Shavuos and Simchas Torah? They seem, both seem to be representing Torah, celebrating Torah. So the simple explanation, I suppose, would be that Shavuos is when we receive Torah, and Simchas Torah is when we complete it. That's the standard, I guess, the standard explanation. But I came across once a different answer in the name of Rabbi Simcha Zissel Broida. He was the Rosh Shiva in Chevron, died I think about 15 or so years ago, and he gave the following answer. There are two types of presents. One present is where the actual item given has material value. So imagine a husband gives a wife an anniversary present, he buys her some jewelry. That jewelry has material value, a diamond, whatever it may be. Another type of present is where the actual item does not have material value or very insignificant value, but it has sentimental or emotional value. For example, the handkerchief given to you by the Queen outside Grudzinski. It's worth actually a few pounds, but for you it's actually, it's pride of place in your silver cabinet. That is the difference, says Rabbi Simcha Zissel, between Shavuos and Pesach, and Simchas Torah. Shavuos is where we celebrate the actual gift of Torah, the actual implicit material value, the infinite, inestimable value of Torah. Simchas Torah is more about appreciating the relationship we have with the Nosin HaTorah, with the person who gave us the Torah, and the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's borne out in different Chazal. So for example, in Parshas Emor, the famous Rashi in Parshas Emor, when we talk about B'yom HaShmini, the day after Sukkot, the Pasuk says, Atzeresi, interestingly it's called Atzeres, and Rashi gives the famous Moshel. If you look at the bottom of page 3, Atzeresi, it says Rashi, Otzarti Eschem Etzli, Kamelech Shezimen Esbonav L'Suda, like a king, or a father who invited his son to a Suda for a certain amount of days, kiven shegiyas man on lipoter, when it came to the day then when they were going to go home, Omar bonai babakosha mekem ikvu imi oidya mechad. Stay another day. Kosha olai pridaskem. Your departure is difficult for me. That is referring to the Simchas Torah, the Shmiat Zeres, the post Sukkos. That, therefore, is a representation of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stay another day. That's what Simchas Torah is. But on Shavuos, we celebrate the actual gift of Torah. Now, and we'll see this borne out in more Chazal in a second. But you see both of these in a famous Gemara in Nedarim. This is a Gemara in Nedarim, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, May dichsev mi ho'ish hechochem v'yovin ezois, a posuk in Yirmiyah. In other words, the posuk says that at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, Klal Yisrael didn't know why the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. Can you imagine? They didn't understand. They've got a churban, bovel have come, they've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't know what the reason was. Says the Gemara, they asked the Chachomim, they asked the Nevi'im, v'lo pirshuhu, they couldn't explain it. Ad shepirsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to come along. Dichsiv Vayoma Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the question and said, Al Ozvam es Torasi, because they abandoned my Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Yudha Merav, it doesn't mean they abandoned the Torah, they kept Torah. So what did they not do? She'in Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. They didn't say Birchas HaTorah. That's the famous Gemara in the Dorot. Now, there's a famous run, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah on this Gemara. Take a look at the second box. If you're listening online, email me j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Says the Gemara, says the Ran, Ven umotzasi b'megilas esorim shel Rabbeinu Yonah. Dekra hochi daik. Da'al shelo biruch batorah tchila of the horrors, because they didn't say biruch satorah, the land was destroyed, the churban happened. De'im isa al ozmas terasi kapshita. If it would be because they just didn't keep the Torah, Masha Shazvis Satorah v'lo yoskin ba, k'shenish lachom l'vim lama l'pirshuhu. If they didn't keep Torah, they weren't keeping Shabbos, they were speaking Lashon Hara, they were eating treif, they were murdering. So then, none of the chachom and levim were going to scratch their head and say, hey, I wonder why this is happening. Clearly they were keeping Torah. It was something else. What was it? It says the Gemara, they didn't say birchas haTorah. V'haladov v'golu ha'kav v'lekfarish. And Vadai, says the Ran, quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, Vadai oiskin hoi batorah. They were clearly in time of Bais Rishon, Chubin Bais Rishon, they were keeping all the Torah. V'lefichach hoi chachom menevim tmeim amav daoretz. That's why they were wondering why has the land been destroyed. Ad shepirsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzma, until Hashem himself had to come and explain, shehu yodeh ma'am ke'alev shelo mivarchim batorah tchila. Now, what is not saying Birchas HaTorah? What does that represent? What exactly is the point? Kolomar, shelo hoisa HaTorah chashuva be'ineihem. When you don't say Birchas HaTorah, that shows you that Torah is not important. Shehiroi levarech olev, you've got to make a brach on it. I'll give you an example. I think I've told it once before, but it brings it out very well. Reb Noach Weinberg, the great Kirov pioneer and the founder of Eishat Torah and others, he had the following interesting practice. Back in the day, in the 1970s and 80s, when people would come to the Kosel and they would go up to the Eish building, he had a room full of people who had never, ever been exposed to Torah before. And he wanted to teach them. But he's got a halachic problem. The halachic problem is that you're not allowed to teach Torah to people who haven't said Birchas HaTorah. So what do you do? So there are matir, there are many poskim who would say it's okay. But he did this. He actually said Birchas HaTorah, and he said, we're now going to study Torah. Torah is not physics, not history, it's not economics or English or biology. This is the Word of God. Before we embark on the Word of God, we need to make a blessing. And I will say the blessing for you. And he said Birchas HaTorah. Now, I think he did this for two reasons. Number one, to overcome the halachic issue. And number two, as an educational tool to teach the audience that what we're about to do is actually very important. Birchas HaTorah emphasizes that this is actually not just a regular study, this is the Word of God. And therefore, not saying Birchas HaTorah is sort of cutting HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. This is not important. Can I try you just to shut the door, please? Thank you. So it just represents the fact that this is not important. Continues the Ran at the last two lines there. Because they recognized the Torah, they thought the Torah was not important, so they were mezalzlin in the bracha. They treated it cheaply. Thank you. And they're appropriate and beautiful to say it. Says the Ran, quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, what do you see from this Gemara? I think you see both aspects. You see, A, the chashivas of Torah, the gift of Torah itself, the value of Torah, because not saying Birchas HaTorah shows you that you don't actually appreciate what Torah is. And second of all, you're cutting HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. So that's both aspects of this gift. Shavuos is the gift of Torah, and Simchas Torah is the connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Noisin HaTorah. Now, let's focus more on Shavuos. That's the upcoming Yom Tov. The Gemara in Pesachim, what is this gift of Torah? So there's an amazing Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Samach Ches, Omad Beis, says this. Rabbi Yosef, B'yoma Da Atzarta. Rabbi Yosef, on the day of Shavuos, would say, Avdi li egla tilsa, make for me some fine meat. Iloi hayoma de kagarim, because were it not for this day of Matan Torah, kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. There'd be many Yosefs, there'd be many Joes in the marketplace. In other words, I would be a regular Joe. That's what he's saying. So I've said this before, but it's worth saying again because it's just the most fantastic idea. I think I heard it in the name of Rav Ruderman. What did he mean, Rabbi Yosef? Were it not for Matan Torah, I'd be a regular Joe. He wouldn't be a regular Joe. He's the great Amora Rabbi Yosef, who clearly was a highly intelligent person. And if he wasn't going to be Rabbi Yosef, then he would at least be Professor Yosef or Dr. Yosef or CEO Yosef. What does he mean? I'd be a regular Joe. So Rudman said the following. Kama Yosef Ikka Bashuka means him. There'd be so many of me. I would be a fragmented, disparate individual. Because when I'm at home, I behave one way. And when I'm in the office, I'm behaving another way. And when I'm in the football field, I behave in this way. And when I'm with my friends, I'm like that. I'm just an inconsistent type of person. Now that I've got Torah, I've got this day of Shavuos, then that gives me a unified objective in my life. That's what it means. That's what Torah does. Torah can give a person meaning, can give a person a singular objective, a consistency in his life. The Mogen Avraham asks a famous question, often quoted this time of year. He says, if you look in the next box, paragraph C, Koshali, I've got a problem. How can we say on Shavuos that it's the day of Matan Torah? We paskin like Rabbi Yosi that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. In other words, the Magen Avraham is asking this. We came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. So that means the first day of Sfira is a Friday. So the following Friday is day 8. Then 15, and 22, 29, 36, 43, 50 is Friday. But we know the Torah was given on Shabbos. Day 51, we've got the wrong day. Tisprou Chamishim Yoim, you count 49 on the 50th day as Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the next day. So we're a day out. We're actually Vov Sivan, we're celebrating the day before Matan Torah. And at least in Chutz La'aretz, it's the second day we can, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's all over. They celebrate the day before Matan Torah. So what's going on? That's the famous question of the Magen Avraham. So I once heard an answer from Rabbi Bernstein. He used to give the shiurim here, Isaac Bernstein's Zatzal. So he just said the following simple and beautiful idea. He says, you know what the answer is? We're comparing a day with Torah to a day without Torah. Just imagine our lives without Torah. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you have supper, you sit in front of the TV, you go to bed, you get up, you go to work, you have supper, you sit around. It's a life which has no meaning really. But now that we have Torah, which gives us meaning in every aspect of our lives, there is depth and beauty in everything in which we do, we're comparing a day before with a day after. Now, I've mentioned before, even a small, tiny, insignificant act, yeah, doing our shoes, putting our right shoe, our left shoe, our right lace. So it's halach, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So that one time when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was translated, when it's a very popular sefer, it was translated, been reprinted and translated in who knows how many times. But in the Austrian-Hungarian parliament, there was a very anti-Semitic member of the parliament, and he once took the translated version of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and he waved it around, and he said, how ridiculous these Jews are. They put their right shoe, their left lace, their right lace, making fun of them. So another member of parliament stood up and said, how fortunate are the Jews that even the most trivial acts have meaning. That's what Torah does. We're comparing a day with Torah with a day without Torah. And that is, I think, borne out in Megillas Rus as well. Look at this magnificent idea. Again, I may have said this some years ago, but it's definitely worth repeating. Rabbi Bernstein used to say, if it's worth saying once, it's worth repeating. It says in Megillas Rus, we'll finish with this. It's Perek Aleph. What's the story? Naomi is bereft of her husband and her two sons. She's left with her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. She tells them, go back to Moab. I've got nothing left for you. I've got nothing for you. And Orpah indeed goes back. Ruth cleaves to Naomi. And there's that famous dialogue at the end of the first parak, which is basically the source for all gerus. Yeah, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, "V'atomer Rus al tifki bi la'ozveich loshuv me'acharech." Don't pressure me. Ki el asher telchi eilech, I'm with you. I'm staying with you. Wherever you go, I will go. V'asher tolini olin, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Amich ami ve'lekayich lekay, etc. etc. Beautiful psukim. When I was a kid, my father made me and my siblings learn these psukim off by heart. They're some of his most favorite psukim in Tanakh, and he made us learn them off by heart. They're really beautiful psukim. Says Rashi. Mikan Amar Rabbi Seinu, Ger Shebol Hizkaya. I think it's based on the Gemara in Yevamos. A Ger who comes to convert, Moedim Lo Mixas Einshim. You've got to tell him some of the. You can't just say it's all about chicken soup and knedlach. It's there's Einshim. It's serious. Shem Bol Achzer Bo Yachzer. Better to not join and then get punished. Than join and be punished. Better to not join. If you better, he turns away beforehand. From the response of Rus, you understand what Naomi was saying to her. So Rashi speaks it out from the Gemara. Oslon and Lot says chutz l'tchum. You know, there's Shabbos. Shabbos is beautiful, but you should know that there's something called tchum. You're not allowed to go 2,000 amas past the last house in the city. Amalei, okay. Basha telchi elech, wherever you go, I will go. Oslon and Lisyachin the kevim zocha. There are halachs of yichud. You can't just seclude yourself with a man who's not your husband. Im zocha she'ina isha. Amalei, no problem. Ba'ashe tolini olin, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Amenu muvdolim misha'amin. Our people are different to all other peoples. B'sheish minutes v'shlosh esrei mitzvos. Amei chami, don't worry, your people, etc., etc. Asks Rav Moshe Bamberger. I heard this in the name of Ephraim Shapiro. He quoted this Rav Moshe Bamberger from the Shiras Halevi. He says a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Listen to this question. If that is indeed what is going on, then the response doesn't make sense. If Naomi was saying to Rus, there's something called Tchum on Shabbos. You can't go 2,000 amas past the last house in the city. So Rus's response should have been, okay, so wherever you can't go, I won't go. You can't be misyachid with a man who's not your husband. Okay, so wherever you can't go, I won't go. But she doesn't say that. She says it in the positive. Ba'asher telchi eilech, ba'asher tolini olin. It should have been wherever you cannot go, I won't go. Why is it in the positive? Ba'asher telchi eilech. The answer is because Rus saw the beauty of Yiddishkeit. She saw the privilege and the majesty of Torah. And therefore she was saying, I know that there are certain restrictions. But Shabbos is beautiful. There's so much we can do. Ba'asher telchi eilech. Yes, there are certain restrictions in family relationships, but look at the beauty of a Jewish marriage. Ba'asher tolini olin. So she reframed it, and it was an expression of Ashreinu matoy chalkeinu. What a privilege, what a beauty, and what it is to be Jewish. An astonishing idea. All of this is trying to convey the gift of Torah. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. So what the difference between Shavuos and Simchas Torah is this. Shavuos is attesting to the value, the infinite, inestimable value of Torah itself. It's the diamond, it's that type of gift. Simchas Torah represents the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and the Nosin HaTorah. That is the difference between Shavuos and Simchas Torah. And therefore, Shavuos, many of the ideas and the themes of Shavuos, is focusing on the very beauty and power of Torah. Like we said, the Gemara in Psochim with Rabbi Yosef, that if not for this day, Kama Yosefika Beshuka. Torah gives me its meaning and it gives me a unified purpose in my life. Otherwise, I'd be a disparate, fragmented, inconsistent person. That is what the answer perhaps of Magen Avraham's Kasha. That you compare a day with Torah with a day without Torah to appreciate the beauty of what Torah is. And that is the idea of Moshe Bamberger on Megillas Rus. Ba'asher telchi eilech. It's always sort of framed in the positive. It's an appreciation of the beautiful gift that is Torah that we receive and we celebrate on Shavuos. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.